Welcome back to the closet. I'm your host, Matt Roach, here with my trusty co-host, Sleepy Johnny Pena. What up, kid?
Man, listen, I'm up now. I don't know how much energy you got right now, but I'm just like, dude, this man's over here. Folgers in your cup, Matt in your cup. He's over here singing Matt in your cup. I'm tired. I'm sick. You make me sick.
You'll sleep till 4 o'clock in the afternoon if I let you.
My body wouldn't let me do that.
Keyword, I let you, because you know I'll just keep calling you till I wake you up.
No, that's also true.
You're lucky that you don't live closer, because I just show up and just keep knocking.
You'll be one You're of just... those neighbors. I call the police on you.
Oh my goodness, my goodness. So for anybody wondering, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning. And Johnny was not happy that we had to get up this early. He was not a part of this. But we got some stuff for you. We got some good stuff. How you living over there? You doing all right?
I'm chilling, man. You know, just working, minding my business, trying to take it a day at a time, you know?
Okay. You know that I feel like this is the big time of year for sneakers. This is a big time. A lot of releases, a lot of good stuff. We're getting right into it. As soon as October hits, there's that crisp in the air and those crispy ones leaving my pockets. So, I mean, we got to get, you know, right into some big stuff here. I wanted to start off with this because I feel like they crushed this collection. So let's just kick it off with Nike's Day of the Dead collection. So if anybody doesn't know, Mexican holiday. And Nike put out a Fuego collection for this. It's already available in Mexico. It will be getting a release in the U.S., the States, on the 15th. I'm not sure about globally, but I know it's at least getting a stateside release. Or actually, no, it looks like it's going to be a global release on the 15th. I apologize. First of all, I love that they put it in Mexico first. I think that's really cool. They should get first dibs. It's their holiday. Like, they should get first dibs. And I also love that they're recognizing it. But let's just kick right into it. There is going to be 4 models this year. And they're going to be the Jordan 1, Air Max 90, Blazer Mid, and the D-Break type. What do you like best?
You already know I'm going to go with the Air Max 90. But first and foremost, I got to say, like, this is a dope, like, the whole idea and background of, you know, celebrating this sort of holiday is definitely iconic in so many different ways. I think it's definitely, I wouldn't necessarily say beneficial, but I think it's definitely recognizing a vast and huge community that supports Nike through and through, to be honest with you. And to celebrate the Day of the Dead like this, I think it's pretty dope. Out of the collection, I would say I would have to do the Air Max 90 and the Blazer Mid. I just think just the idea behind all of the designs, I think what stands out most is the Air Max 90. And that's just because you can add and subtract so much stuff with the Air Max 90 that it's crazy. So I think that's why I'm going with that as my first shoe. But through and through, I don't think they missed anything. I would have loved to see like a little bit of skulls here and there, but there's definitely a lot behind the design itself through these shoes. So I get that as well. So maybe there's a reason why they didn't put the skulls and bones and stuff of that sort, which ideally it's fine, but I think that's the only thing that I would have loved to see. But all in all, I think the collection is super dope and super fire.
I agree with you completely. So I don't think there was any missteps at all. I think they did pretty much everything right on this. I think it's unbelievable. Here's some of the little details that I really love. So starting off with the Jordan 1, first of all, I could not agree more with the way that they did the Nike swoosh. They did a stitched in Nike swoosh, but the stitching goes in and out of the of the actual swoosh, which I think gives it a really unique vibe. Mm-hmm. And I love that they did the wax laces because I think it makes the color really pop. It's that like, is that like a magenta? I don't know what the color is, but the color complemented with the yellow stitching and yeah. the wax lace, it just makes it pop. It makes that color really pop, and I love it. And the one little thing that I don't think I've ever seen them do is the below the laces is like this mesh. I don't even know what you would consider it. It almost looks like kind of like, you know what you would put on like the bottom of a pot, like so like dirt doesn't come out or something like that, with like the little holes.
Yeah.
It looks something like that, but it's a cotton material, and it's really unique, and I love that. I'd never really seen them do something like this, and I really like the aesthetic about it. And then the other little thing that they did that I really like that kind of adds a little bit more of the feel is on the leather, like the gold, yellow gold, it's like a cracked leather, and it's only in certain parts, and it really gives it that feel of what like they were trying to go for. You know, you're saying like they didn't do the skulls, but they did, you know, a lot of little things yeah. that got the feeling across. Now, it's hard for me to kind of articulate feeling because what my understanding of the holiday is vastly different from people in Mexico and what the holiday resonates for them. So I would love to know like how people feel this shoe, the feeling that this gives them when seeing it, because this is how my feeling is and how I interpret it in the United States, but I think it'd be interesting to know how they interpret it. So I think the Jordan one is awesome. I have to agree that the, you know, the Air Max is probably the best of the package. It brings so many different facets to it.
Right.
It's like you don't really know what to like best. It's very colorful, it's vibrant. It's just different.
I mean, think
that's what I really like about it. There's no everything on it. It's almost like a what the, but a what the that is going towards like a holiday or something else that's like it means something. So I'm really feeling that.
I mean, not comparison, but just like the color scheme that they used on the Air Max 90 versus the rest of the shoes themselves. If you think about it, there's a couple movies and kid movies as well, which Coco is a really, really good movie if you haven't watched
it. Love Coco.
If you look at all the type of banners and the type of way that they celebrate, not only with the food, but the decorations and things of that sort, it really resembles that in the Air Max 90 and the color scheme that they used for this shoe. And I think that really talks volumes if you like look at pictures of how people celebrate the Day of the Dead and things of that sort, and you can really like see and believe and be like, wow, this really represents this whole celebration. Like, you can just put the shoe in the air and put a background behind it of the Day of the Dead, and you'd be like, wow, this really resembles a lot of similarities of, you know, the banners that they use, the cloth on the tables, the little tabletop colors that they use, the skulls and things of that sort. So that
and the flowers too. I think the, you know, the aspect of the yellow really signifies, you know, the marigold flower and things like that, that kind of ties it together. That's very, you know, ingrained in kind of the holiday itself.
Right.
And I think the cracked leather really adds a nice touch. They did that on a couple models. And the thing is, you know, the funny thing on the blazer is probably the most simplistic of the group, but it has a really nice feeling because the cracked leather, and it's just, it hints at a lot of the colors in a very subtle way. It's like if somebody wanted to do it without being loud, you know, they just wanted to wear it kind of, you know, supporting the holiday, you know, have a fit for it. It's a very subtle flex on that one. It hits into the colors. It's very wearable. It's an all white with the cracked leather and the cotton laces, and it's got the color. So I think it's really kind of a nice collection start to finish. I'm really a big fan of it.
Right.
So, you know, anybody out there, if you're looking, it will be coming out on the 15th for the global release. I personally am probably, if I'm going to go for anything, I'm either going to go for the Air Max or the Jordan 1. I think those are both really kind of more my style. And I'm really fan. And the last one, I'm just not really a fan of it at all. I mean, I actually don't. But it's more that I'm not. It's not that I'm not a fan of it. It's actually a really nice shoe. I just don't really love that silhouette. I think they actually did a lot of nice things in the terms of the. They did like the kind of the magenta waxed lace. They did the right. cracked leather. They did a lot of nice things on it.
Right.
It's just not really my aesthetic.
Okay.
But it's actually, you know, they did do a nice job. I just don't like it for me. But I think that a lot of people will really like that last one.
Yeah. I think, what is that? Like a Tailwind almost?
It looks like it's called, yeah, it's a D-Break.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
I think they really touched at least on the Blazer and the Daybreak, like the cracked concrete, I guess you could say, on the shoe itself. I think that's pretty fire. I think that's pretty dope. I only own one pair of shoes that actually have something of that sort, and I'm dying to see like how over time it'll actually not decrease but like break over time, like how it will look, at least on the Blazer as well, where the swoosh is with the little yellow on it. It looks like it's rubbed off a little bit, so I want to see how that's gonna come about, because it looks like, you know, after time it'll rub off and the whole swoosh on the Blazer itself will just be completely yellow.
So here's a little background story. So to be honest, I've seen these D-Breaks a lot and I always just assumed they were Tailwinds or variations of it. And it's apparently the OG was from 79. So this is a real OG sneaker to Nike. And it's a marathon winning classic that like is still being made today. And it actually isn't it's not a bad shoe, but to be honest, I thought that they were they look very much like Tailwinds in all honesty.
Yeah, that's what I thought they were at in the beginning. That's why I mentioned that. I was like, wait.
Yeah, they also look a lot like a Challenger. So, they to be honest, I didn't realize that there was this very, very many variations. I mean, they all kind of, in my opinion, the Challenger, the D-Break, the Daybreak, you know, the Tailwind, they kind of all look vaguely similar.
Yeah, they all look kind of the same. That's why I'm like, are you sure this isn't the Tailwind? But
yeah, so they all kind of look similar, but I wanted to at least do that, kind of add that extra piece.
Right.
But kind of along the same lines of a little bit, I feel like this is kind of a staple. So like, you know, they're doing things for Day of the Dead. The next one is the Wheat Mocha Air Force One Low. And if wheat is for anything, when I think of the wheat shoes, I think of New York. Me personally, when I think of somebody wearing a wheat Air Force One, I think of New York right out the gate. When I think of a wheat anything, I think of New York. I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's just kind of ingrained. I mean, Tim's were so big there. And
that's what I was about to say. You're probably thinking about the butters. You're probably thinking about Timberland right now. That's why you're thinking about wheat.
But these, I absolutely love. There's just something so classic about it. I mean, this shoe originally dropped as a Japan exclusive in 01. So, I mean, this has been a long time coming. But what I really love about this is it truly feels like a fall shoe. It's got that beautiful suede on top, and then it goes a little bit lighter on the midsole, and it kind of flows into that dark mocha outsole. It's an extremely clean aesthetic. I just absolutely love it. There's not enough things. The only thing I wish they did was gave it a waxed lace. And I know it sounds like we're kind of like harping on these things, but I feel like it doesn't look bad with the just basic flat lace.
Mm-hmm.
But this shoe has a real premium feel. It looks like it's a nice suede. It's a nice shoe. I think these are going to sell out immediately when they come out. And it said they came out on the 8th, which was... I didn't even... Did you see these release?
I didn't see them at all. That's why I'm like, what do you mean they released on the 8th? The shoe itself, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm just not a big, you know me, I'm not a big Air Force One type of guy. That's just me personally. But aesthetically and looking at it, I think you go from having the mid or the high, whatever you want to call it. That was a big statement in the shoe community. A lot of people wanted that shoe. That was reselling for a whole bunch of money. And I think these are going to be almost the same thing. I think anyone who loves Tim's, loves the colorway, loves just a weak colorway is like, yeah, I need these in my arsenal. But for me personally, I don't find anything wrong with the shoe. I think it's really subtle. I like the fact that it's kind of like a translucent midsole, kind of. It kind of shows.
Yeah, you. It's got that weird. It's got that unique vibe.
Yeah, like I've never seen that before, which is kind of dope. I don't think you can go wrong with the shoe. Plus, like that, I guess you could call it what, Nubuck suede or something. I think that's pretty dope.
Yeah, I love these. I agree with you. I think there's like that almost see through feel on the midsole.
Exactly.
It's just clean. Now, this I can imagine getting, you know, first of all, you got to keep a suede brush. If you're going to wear these, there's a few things you have to do, because I can see these getting gross real quick. You need that suede cleaner, that suede brush, and you need that crepe, because
crepe or check spray, that's what you need.
Because that is just, this could get gross real quick. So you need to make sure you keep these. And I also think you need to put in those shoe guards, because these would probably crease. But when they look dope, like fresh,
yeah,
I think these are just crispy. I think these are dope. But these definitely need like a shoe guard or a shoe shield.
No, that's a fact.
Speaking of, we got a shout out to the plug Crep Protect. They sent us some of the shoe shields. That wasn't like actually planned, but that actually kind of was a nice transition. Look at me. I'm proud of myself. Yeah,
I'm like, look at me.
That wasn't ever like planned at all, which you'd think I would actually have like a kind of a mindset of when I'm going to bring it into the episode. Right. But yeah, no, that was just like unintentional. But
you're a mysterious man. You never know what you're going to talk about next.
To be honest, that's actually kind of one of the things I actually like about this, is I actually try not to think about how I'm going to talk about things. So it actually has more of an organic feel. Like I actually try not, like purposefully not to think about it.
I just hear in the background, tune in next time to what will Matt Roach say next?
But no, they said, imagine. So they sent us some of their new sneaker shields. First of all, when I opened it, I was not expecting it to like smell nice. I got that like tropical vibes, and I was like, okay, I'm on that beach. It's almost like it's like one of those like odor eater things that goes into your shoe.
Right.
So they sent us a couple pairs, and I immediately, because I actually got a larger size on my Oregon 5s, which is not really Oregon 5s, but you know, and because I put them in there, and those I did not want to crease, because again, it's the suede, and you know, patent leather and suede, I try to keep as crispy as possible.
Okay.
So those I got a half size, a little bit bigger, and I put them in there, and they had a nice feel to it. So the only difference that I noticed compared to like other ones I've used, and I've used sneaker shields and or shoe shields, whatever those other ones are, I've used the foam ones and the hard ones,
right?
This is like this unique blend between the two. It's very malleable and it keeps its form at the where you need it to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got this like gel softness, what I used to get on the other ones, and I actually kind of don't even use them anymore. I keep them in there just to keep form. And I have them on my Gym Red 96s as the hard ones, is they hurt. And I notice it at the side of my foot, because it's a hard plastic. So when it's sitting on the sides, I notice it always like rubs up against my foot and I get like calluses kind of.
Yeah, that's the crappy part, dude. Like that's the worst part and the worst feeling from other shoe shields is that when you put them in, they kind of make the toe box a little bit smaller for you. So as soon as you slide your foot in, like your pinky toe is over there breathing and trying to huff and puff asking for help because it's over there dying from all those scrapes.
But you know, it's not my pinky toe itself. It's the side right behind the pinky toe. Because that's where it like kind of sits in the corner.
Yeah.
And that's like where your foot is the widest. And that's like where it hits. And that always like is like really uncomfortable for me. But they kind of have this, and it's not thick either. It's very thin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I spent a whole day, you know, because clearly where am I going for 10 hours? But, you know, I put them in. I wore them around the house. I went out for a walk, like, you know, just to kind of see how they felt.
Yeah.
The little bit of gel that's in there actually does make a difference. So just on the corners, if your, like, downside was like, hey, like, they hurt my feet, this one didn't. So if you're going to cop some, I actually am feeling these. It's just, you got to make sure. So for me, I'm an 11 and a half. So I'm close to the high end of the larges. So it actually does work well for me. So I didn't have to cut it. I know some people are going to have to cut it. Don't have much expertise in, you know, cutting it to the right size to fit particular things. But if you're closer to the high end of the range, it fits fine. So it's kind of, you got to kind of mold. It actually just worked well for me. But anybody who's like a, you know, 9.5, 10, 10.5, you may have to cut it, you know, to shape it for you. So I don't have much expertise in that. I don't know if that changes the feel, but I can't imagine it does much difference. I'm assuming you're just kind of shaving off a little bit on the sides. Because yeah. I have a feeling it's still going to fit the toe box very similar.
I mean, I've never seen anybody take like a, not necessarily an X-Acto knife, but just cut a shoe shield. I've never seen that happen before, but usually
I've never really had to because of my size. It tends to fall closer to the high end of like the larges in most of them. So I haven't really had many issues, but overall I like them. You know, I've only worn them like a couple times, but
right.
I'm feeling them. They're, you know, they're nice. They're comfortable. The gel makes a big difference. So, you know, for what it's worth, for, you know, whatever they cost, $10 or whatever, it's not really an issue. I would at least give it a shot. You know, I found it fairly comfortable.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'd spend $10 on simple stuff anyway. So,
yeah,
price point wise, I think it's pretty dope.
I think it was a cut above the other stuff that I've used in the past. And it's a different, because the other foam, like mini ones you put in, those are very different. It's almost a completely different product. But the other like sneaker shields that are like the hard plastic.
Yeah.
I think these are a much better fit if you're going to put it in like a suede shoe or something like that. If you want something stiff as all heck, go with the plastic ones. But you have to assume the comfort's not there. So you get, this is like the blend. So I'm a fan of this.
I mean, you also have to realize like what other sneaker shields are giving you that nice scent in your shoe. Because, you know, people, you know, we walk miles in these shoes. We run in these shoes and, you know, sometimes our feet be stinky. So that little lavender smell, you know,
it does still handy. Smell. It does still smell. It's a nice touch. I want to know who actually thought to throw the lavender smell in there.
Right.
It is a nice touch. I kind of like it. I didn't see it coming. And like the other thing, too, is like, so like people don't think like, these are like honest opinions. Like we actually like reached out and like asked for this stuff. Like we like to try this stuff. And to be honest, like we actually use their products. So it's not exactly. Like it is more organic because we actually do use the stuff. And, you know, I'm not going to put something in my shoes that I don't actually like. So like if you see me like, you know, at a sneaker con or something, I probably will have this in my shoe. So that actually says something if I'm willing to actually use it, because exactly. It's almost like, why would you, these are your prize. You're, for anybody, if you're listening, the shoes are probably your babies. So you're not going to put just, you know, garbage in your shoes for no reason.
At all.
I'm not going to, you're not going to see me spraying something that I don't agree with on a bougie pair of shoes. Like, I'm not going to do that if I didn't like the product. So I'm always kind of concerned about that because, like, I don't know if, like, the world we live in kind of adds that hesitation where it feels like everybody's kind of bought and paid for. And that's actually the only endorsement we've actually taken. And we get offered, surprisingly, we get offered a good amount of them.
Right.
Which, I don't know why anybody would want to endorse us.
Well, I don't know why anybody would want to endorse you. I know why they would want to endorse me. You know what I mean? I'm that guy.
Imagine. This guy, you're lucky. You are lucky.
My man said I'm lucky. I'm blessed, my brother. Blessed.
You're blessed that I'm around.
How DJ Khaled say, bless. Bless up.
Man, that guy, whatever DJ Khaled does, it's amazing. Because that man, he's just like kind of like a walking meme, and he has made himself into a global brand.
Yeah, he doesn't shy
like
far from dope.
He knows exactly what to say to go viral for anything.
That's a fact.
I don't know how he does it. To be honest, I wish I could like take a DJ Khaled class. Because I always say, don't hate on somebody who's just successful. If they're good at it and it works, who am I to hate on it? That man lives in like a 100-room mansion with a shoe room that's bigger than my house. I cannot judge that man. He is just crushing it. He's got more money than I'll ever have in my entire life, most likely.
Hey. In due time, my brother, your luck ain't over yet.
I always say, though, just, you know, try to, like, remember, like, we get a lot of, like, smaller brands, too, that, like, reach out and say, hey, like, you want to, like, talk about our products? We're not doing it for a cash grab because me and Johnny, we got regular careers and stuff. So this is just because we love it. Mainly because we would talk about sneakers for an hour anyway, so why not let somebody else listen to us ramble?
I mean, if you hear anybody else say that they don't have a regular 9-to-5 and they just do podcasting full time about sneakers, then
they're definitely taking something for a payday. Everybody, because especially right now, there's like, I'm sure somebody will take something for a quick buck.
No,
I don't fault anybody for it. I don't. I truly don't. Like we always say, I'll never take StockX money.
Nah.
That's dirty money to me.
Yeah.
Dirty money. But man, that was a rant. We went all over the place. But I want to get right back into something else. This has a real fall feel. Which is funny because there's rumors it's going to come out in December, which completely negates the whole fall feel of this shoe, is this Concepts SB Dunk High collab.
Right.
And now tell me this doesn't feel like a scarecrow at a pumpkin patch. Like this feels like a fall. This could not be more of a fall shoe. It's got an orange outsole. It's got like a brown. I don't even know what you describe the. Is it suede? Is it. I don't even know what the. It's got like a beige lace with a beige toe box and. I don't know what to call this. All I know is there's never been a shoe that I looked at that felt more like I should be going apple picking than this shoe.
Gives you the Wizard of Oz vibes.
Yeah. What? I'm proud of you.
Hey. If anybody else says it gives you the Wizard of Oz vibes, just remember where you got it first. You got it from.
Wait, did you see that somewhere?
No, I just looked at it and was like, it gives me, you know,
when you look at it from the front, it's got like the witch vibes with the greenish. I'm proud of you.
The tongue.
I don't say that very much, but I'm proud of you.
The tongue reminds me of the Tin Man, the brown on it with the little hairs coming out of like. The
amazing
part of the shoe reminds me of the Scarecrow.
Wizard of Oz Wizard of Oz SB Dunk collab. This, Dion, you're listening. You must be. You gotta take Johnny's hot take, because these are Wizard of Oz Dunk. Wow, I'm so proud of you.
Hey, Dion's a stand-up man. I'm
just, actually, yeah, I love Dion. He's such a good dude.
I need a pair of these, man. If you're listening, I need a pair of these, for real.
There's very few guys in the game where they'll talk to just a random customer and just be so genuine about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that I respect the hell out of. Anybody who's just, you know, somebody who's like a nobody, they're just genuinely nice and they take care of you. That, it says a lot about the person you are deep down. And I like that. So I'll always think Dion's a stand-up guy.
No, that's a fact. I mean, after the story of, like, going into the shop and, you know.
That was before the podcast. That was before anything. Before anybody knew who you were.
Mm-hmm.
Before you were an F-list celebrity. I feel like that's the lowest level of, like, influencer, F-list.
I'm like, F-list.
Maybe C.
D-list. That's what I was going to say.
You're probably D. Your one fan is probably, like, my son, and that's about it.
He's definitely for the people, man, and I appreciate Dion, and especially just, you know, going through everything that he's gone through as a, not necessarily a collaborator, but just creating stuff, just having that
and these are fire.
Yeah, having that visionary aspect on shoes is pretty dope. I love the inside. I love the shoe in general. There's nothing wrong about it. What I have loved to see a Christmas shoe again, oh, hands down, I still have my Christmas SBs, the OGs. Oh,
stop bringing those up. You know how much that I'm salty about those.
I gotta bring those up every year, my brother. I'm not trying to rub it in your face, but those,
yes, you are. You're always rubbing it in my face. You know I love those shoes.
I only wear them for New Year's and Christmas, man. That's about it.
You know how much I love those shoes. Those kill me. Like, I want those so bad, and I'm not going to pay the wild resell on those. Because I think now they're, like, north of $1,000.
Yeah.
Like, actually, no, they came down a little bit, but I still, you know me, in resell, I can't do it. But those, I love all of them, so that makes me sad. And also, Dion, if you're listening, please just... I'll pay you a little bit extra. Maybe. I'm weird like that. The gray ones, the ugly sweater ones, those are $1,500. Yeah, so I'm never getting those. Surprisingly, the ones that I really wanted, the blue ones.
Okay.
With the snowman on it, I just love them. I don't know why. They're not even like, it's not even a Christmas vibe because they have all blue on them. There's just something about them. I can't explain it. They're just like, they're just wild. So yeah,
the OGs are always going to be my favorite. So
yeah, so shout out. They always have some cool collabs going. So these must cop. I have a feeling I'm not going to get them, but do I love them? Yes. Speaking of, we got another dunk on the hot seat. And this one, which I originally dubbed the Papagino's or the Pizza Hut dunks, because the laces just look like cut up napkins from like a pizza shop. Are the Frameskate Nike SB Low collab. And don't take that as a negative. I think these are extremely creative and I love them. So I don't want that because I called them like, you know, like a Pizza Hut feel or like pizza shop feel. Don't take it as a negative. I think these are cool. I think these are dope. I think the most creative part is the laces. I think they're crazy. And at this point, I feel like I've become like a weird connoisseur of laces because, as some of you may know, I am part owner of Restock Laces, which has been awesome. It's been so much fun doing. Learning so much about laces, what goes into them, the sizes, the materials. You kind of appreciate a lot. Mm-hmm. So like when I see people making this stuff, and designers too. We're going to have a designer from New Balance on in like the next month or so. And he tells me all the thought that goes into the right lace for the right shoe. So a lot of thought goes into the lace because it ties it all together. And it's like one of the first things you kind of notice. And like something like this, there probably was a lot of thought into picking this lace, because you have to figure how it gets through the loops. So that means if it's too, if it, this is a really thick one, they may have had to enlarge the holes to get it through, which means that changes the actual aesthetic of the design of the shoe.
Yeah, I mean, from the pictures themselves, the holes do look kind of...
So they may have had to be, like, adjusted and things like that. I mean, even the smallest millimeter, or things like, you know, if it has an aglet on it, the aglets may not fit through, which means that they have to do those after. Or they have to make it big enough so the aglet can get through. So there's so many different aspects that kind of go into the lace that ties it all together. So I want to at least clarify that, that I don't see that as a negative. I think this is a really cool kind of thought process on a take. For me, it just has a very like Italian pizza shop feel, which is unique because it's a, was it a, the store is over in Dubai.
Right. My,
what's your hot take?
My own, so my, my only pet peeve on this shoe itself, and you call it Pizza Hut vibes, I call it candy cane vibes. It just looks like a real life shoe, candy cane to me. And I think that's because of the black and green swoosh on the side with the red and then the laces. But another one thing that I would have to say is super wrong about this shoe, which I don't think, I don't know why you wouldn't keep it continuous all around. I don't know why you wouldn't keep it the same. It's just the tongue. You have one side of the shoe where it has two tongues, and then you have one other side of the shoe, the left side of the shoe, that only has one tongue. And in my mindset, I'm like, what is the point of this? Because now you're defeating the purpose of the tongue for the shoe itself. Because one is like a puffy SB tongue, and then the right shoe is just like it might be one puffy one and one regular tongue, but it just defeats the purpose, because now you're gonna have a feel different in both shoes. Your foot is gonna feel completely different. I think that's the only takeaway that I would say go back to the drawing board about, is like, are you gonna have a double tongue, or are you just gonna have a puffy tongue? Which one are you gonna go with? I don't think that you should have them both different. I think that you should just keep them the same. I'm a big fan of double tongue on shoes for some reason now. But I would say that would just be the only thing that I would take away from the shoe and reconstruct, is keeping it the same on both sides.
Now, that is keeping attention to detail. I did not notice that at all. I got to be honest, I was looking at them and I did not notice that the black one doesn't have a double tongue.
Yeah.
I'm so
confused, confuzzled, Confucius.
Yeah. So after you just kind of explained that to me, I feel a whole different way about the shoe. No, like seriously, like that changes everything in a way. I mean, it shouldn't, but having two different,
in my head, I'm like, okay, you want to go with,
do you think the other one is in there and it's just attached? No, I don't. It does not look like it's there.
No.
So yeah, that is, you think it, maybe it's, no, I think you're 100% right. That changes everything. To me, that's kind of weird. I mean, it's very original. I haven't seen that done before.
Right.
To be honest, I think I would have loved it if they did the two on both sides.
But you get it though, right? Like it's going to feel different on your ankle, because they're both, you have both sides with the puffy tongue and then one side, which is the right shoe, with a regular tongue.
I mean, I'm sure they put the same amount of stuffing in both to have it resemble the same. But in hindsight, I think you're right. Yeah, I think that will have a different feel, especially even when you're lacing it, or... Yeah, or if you're tucking into your shoe, like you're tucking in your like jeans or something, so you want to like tuck it into one and not the other, or I think that changes the aesthetic.
Exactly.
So yeah, that is a very good like take. I did not notice that. But I mean, overall, I think this is a really kind of interesting take. I think it's unique in a sense that it kind of has the corduroy swoosh and like a almost like a tumbled leather, which I think is nice. And then the other thing that I can't really tell is behind the swoosh in the mid, like the middle, I can't tell what that material is. It looks like it's almost like a vinyl.
Okay.
But, or it could be a leather. It's very hard to tell from like the photos, but these are like kind of a different take on, because we have the, you know, the Chicago Dunks coming out, but these are just a very different take. To be honest, these actually have a lot of Christmas feel.
That's true. I don't know why that slipped my mind.
The only thing that clearly I don't think they're going for the Christmas vibes, would be is if they changed the gum bottom to like another color. But the one thing I don't want to like not mention is they do have that cream aged midsole, which I really do like on Dunks.
Yeah.
Because first and foremost, I think Dunks are meant to be worn. Like they look awesome aged. They're extremely comfortable shoes. They're meant to be worn. They're meant to be worn a ton. And I like that they have that aged look because it just has that nice feel. It's a unique blend with the contrast against the really stark white that they have on the toe box.
Right.
But I would be interested to see how that kind of aged worked with the toe box and kind of throughout the shoe. I like that aged look, especially with the gum bottom and the red. So I definitely think there's some mock-ups. Maybe they'll do another version at some point. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Frameskate. I think this is a really kind of – it's a unique take. And I always applaud people who go outside the box and have unique takes. So I don't know if I'll cop these, but I really love the direction they're going. I think this is a really creative take. And shout out to them, because I think it's hard, because when you take a leap, I think there's so many hot takes of people who are just like, you're garbage, you're trash. These guys probably worked their entire lives to get a collabs with Nike, and you know you get one shot at it. You know, if you have a big old dud, that might be it for you. So I'm sure they spent hundreds, if not thousands, of hours just stressing about every tiny detail and what goes into it. So,
no, that's a fact. Even with SBs, I mean,
so especially because they're hot right now. So
exactly.
I don't know. I probably won't cop it, but that may change. I'm on the fence, but you know, I do commend them for the creativity. I think it's a real dope job. So you know, shout out to them. And you know, as always, we appreciate everybody jumping. This has been a really busy week and a lot of stuff happening. So we apologize. Last week there was kind of a delay. We didn't hit our every week. We kind of had some delay. During COVID times, you know, my little one was sick. You know, we're all trying to get through this together. So we appreciate you guys kind of sticking with us, and we're sorry if we didn't get you know, everything in there. It might have been 8 or 9 days or 10 days to an episode.
Try to get back to it, man.
Yeah, we're grinding, trying to get back to it. So we appreciate everybody sticking with us. As always, you can catch us at Sneaker Closet Pod or Sneaker Closet on Twitter. John, where can everybody find you?
As always, man, you guys can always find me on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure y'all give me a follow on both. That's Johnny Sneaks, JHONNY Sneaks, SNEAKS. Brother Matt, Mr. Candyman himself, where are we finding you?
You can always find me at I Am Matt Roach on IG and Twitter. And we appreciate you guys, and we'll see you guys real soon. Peace.